into
spirit.
All right. Hello, hello. It is me, Julia, and you are listening to Hot Tub Tapes on WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I am stoked to be back. Today I have a ton of special guests that you will hear from later. And we've got a special show in store because it is almost Halloween, and that means we have a special themed Halloween show. But not just any Halloween themed show, because I have in fact done 4 Halloween shows here on WMFO, which is crazy. So this will be my 5th, which means that I have to dig a little deeper into the selection of Halloween tracks. We can't play any Monster Mash. We can't play any Thriller. We've already done that. So I will be playing some new spooky tracks, some more literal than others, but all fit into the general vibe of Halloween. And no song does that better than the first track I played, which is Touch Me, I'm Going to Scream Part 2 by My Morning Jacket off of their album Evil Urges. And Jim James, the lead singer of My Morning Jacket, is just an inherently creepy dude. And as someone who has seen him live, I can confirm that. And it's just such a great song. And I've actually never heard Part 1, but I'm sure Part 1 is great as well. So we'll keep it rolling here. We have lots of music to play. As always, every single thing went wrong getting into the station. So one day we'll have a smooth entry, but not today. And today the police was called and they did let me in. So thank you to UPD. And next track you're going to hear is probably my favorite on the set today. And I just can't get enough of it. And it is another older indie track. This is Wolf Like Me by TV on the Radio.
Hands up.
All right, you know that track. That was Heads Will Roll by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Just a great song. I'm sure I played that on the show before, but one of my favorites around this time of year. Karen O, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs front woman, is one of the coolest women in rock and roll, and I love her, obsessed with her. And that was Heads Will Roll. And before that, you heard Wolf Like Me by TV on the Radio. And I have an anonymous listener in the chat who said TV on the Radio is just Rainbow Kitten Surprise in disguise. And I'll let you sit with that. I'll let you think about it. I see it. Like, I can hear some of the similarities, but I don't know if I'm fully sold. And I have some very special listeners in the studio today. I have all three of my roommates and a non-roommate but super cool person who's been to my show before this season. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves. And I would love if they could tell me their favorite Halloween song. There's silence.
Okay, I have one. Hi, my name is Emily. Thank you, Julia. My favorite Halloween song is Werewolves and Bar Mitzvahs. Is that the title?
What?
Werewolves and Bar Mitzvahs. Final answer.
I don't think I've ever heard of this song. You stumped me.
Not at any bar mitzvah I've ever been to, feel like it should be.
We'll hold for further information. Yep. Would anyone else like to share while we find the artist?
Yeah. Calling All the Monsters, China and McLean in
Classic.
Ant Farm.
Can't go wrong with that one.
I really have nothing to add to this one, but thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Wow, they just want to talk. They just want to hear their own voices on air. That's why I do this too. It's okay. It's fine.
I have a very special one. My name is Jaya, and my favorite Halloween song ever is specifically the Just Dance 3 This Is Halloween song.
Ooh.
Plus the dance, of course, because you can't have the song without the dance.
You can't see this because you're listening, but Jay is actually really doing the dance right now. It's really crazy. Okay.
Wait, what an array. I have an answer. I just found this in my recently liked songs. Ghost Ride by Black Odyssey.
I don't think I've ever heard of that. Might have to go take a listen.
Double stumped by your guests tonight.
This is why I have guests. You know, they introduce me
keep you on your toes.
To new music. It's great.
All 5-0 of her on her toes.
Hey, we don't share that information. Anyway, moving right along. Our guests will be back. But first, we have another Halloween classic. It wouldn't be Halloween without a little Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads.
but their broken dreams have got to
Evil Woman. That was ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, here on WMFO. And before that, you heard Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. Two classic Halloween tracks. They're going to show up on every Halloween playlist, so I felt like I had to. But I've gotten a lot of comments, so people are enjoying it. So, can't complain. Next up, maybe a bit on the spookier side, we've got a Father John Misty track called Hollywood Forever Cemetery, which is a real place in Hollywood. And I was just looking at the lyrics to, like, you know, do my research before the show, and I found out that this song is actually about a guy who has relations with a woman in the cemetery. And she's, like, super into it, and he's like, this girl's super weird, like, she only wants to do it in the cemetery. And I had no idea when I was listening to that song. So now I've ruined this for you, probably. And now you will have to hear it when you hear the song. Also, extra fun fact, the music video, Aubrey Plaza plays the woman. like the love interest in the song. And I think that makes complete sense for Aubrey Plaza. So go watch the music video. But this is Father John Misty. He's a brand new album coming out soon. Super stoked for that. This is a classic older Father John Misty track off of Fear Fun. And this is Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Christ, girl, what a people. stick. Swing and miss and the catcher's mid-strike too. Baby, I'm howling for you.
All right, that was Howlin' For You by the Black Keys off of their album Brothers, the last great Black Keys song. Where did they go? We'll never know, I guess. And before that was Hollywood Forever Cemetery. I'm sure after my little explanation, it gave you a lot to chew on during that song. If you have thoughts, opinions, lyrical interpretations, feel free to let me know. And we're back with our special guests. And this time, my question is, what spooky things have been happening in your lives lately? What's spooky? What's out of the ordinary? What's witchy? Tell me, I'm all ears.
Well,
so we have a little story to share from the avenue in which we live on.
Roommates over here.
Which we're not going to say the name of.
Nope. Never shared that before.
No one has.
No.
But anyways, a question for the listeners is, have you ever had a hater?
An enemy even.
Or an anonymous.
Someone out to get you.
Yeah.
And you don't even know who they are.
And then all of a sudden.
But they might be smashing pumpkins outside of the Star Market.
Yes.
Possibly.
And then.
That's one theory.
And then you're watching TV.
Oh my gosh, you're watching TV on the couch, just having a lovely evening, when, bam, something crashes against your window. What is it? You don't know. It's pitch black out. You go over, you don't see a thing. 2 minutes later, your roommate walks in. Why are there so many eggs outside? We got eggs.
We got eggs, ladies and gentlemen.
If you were the egger and you're currently listening, let us know, because I'd love to know how we have offended you.
We just want to talk.
And you know what the worst part is? They were the nice eggs. The eggs with the little chicken story inside. Like, it's like, oh, meet Mary. She loves running around the yard. Like, they were those eggs. So they bought expensive eggs. Then they egged us, and we don't know why, and we think about it every second of every day.
They egged our home. They egged my car.
Nothing is safe.
So if you do want to give me a car wash eggers, let me know.
Could be anyone.
Lots of spooky things. A lot of broken eggshells around our neighbors' homes.
Maybe we weren't the only ones.
No, it's about us, guys. Come on.
I didn't see anything.
I think they were a rival DJ. I think they were listening to my show and they were like, and I did reveal my address one time. Oops. And they were like, she's just too good. We got to take out the competition. That's my theory.
They're just really upset about your really high listenership.
Drop it in the chat, listener. We know who you are.
We know who you are. And we're coming for you. Wow, what a spooky month. It's a good month, though. We love Halloween. And we're very excited to have trick-or-treaters. Right?
Come to our
Absolutely.
Home at undisclosed address.
Okay.
Moving on. All right, next up. Speaking of, actually, how TV on the radio sounds like Rainbow Kitten Surprise, we've got a Rainbow Kitten Surprise track for you. It's the first Rainbow Kitten Surprise track I ever heard. And it changed my life forever. Maybe not. But there's nothing like this song. And I still think that they have such a unique sound. I've seen them live twice. Great, great band. I actually saw them live with Rachel over here, who's one of my listeners. It was very silly. It was a good show. So this is Devil Like Me by Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
My heart and soul were never mine own. What you cared it out for? What you cared it out for? We die alone, well on die young. What you cared it out for? What you cared it out for? Snow, kissing on the mat, whiskey on the ledge. Shake it out, light a cigarette. Miss me when you wish you were right. Shake it all out and from around for you. Shake it all out when I'm gone. High for you. Is the devil so mad if he cries in his sleep while the earth turns? Kids learn to say, fuck you, they don't love you. Cause the devil gets scared if she dies in her dreams. While the earth burns, she cries cause she's nothing like you.
No matter.
right, that was Walking with a Ghost by Tegan and Sarah, twin sister duo from Canada. Classic, classic track from them. Before you heard Devil Like Me by Rainbow Kitten Surprise, a lot of my guests in the room were very excited to hear that track. So good. It's so good. And before we head into the back, the fourth quarter of the show, as one might say, we have a very special PSA, and usually you just have to listen to me reading this PSA, but today we have not one, not two, not three, but four PSA readers who have spent all of the hour concocting the most incredible PSA performance in WMFO history. So without further ado, I will hand it over to them for the PSA.
If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down,
would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got?
Do you have enough stored water?
Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week?
Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So, be prepared.
In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy.
Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. ASMR.
Was that it? Such a cliffhanger. Wow. What kind of other emergency were we talking about? Wow. Very spooky to put us all in the Halloween mood. Where my doomsdayers at?
Woo.
Pop in the chat.
Something you want to tell us, Emily?
I think we all should be like a little more doomsday. I think we all should be
so
prepped.
It's resolution.
It's Julia.
Honestly, I would. Like, if anyone you're going to be like in 30 years, who is the bunker? Like, it would be me.
She's
come on.
Coming out.
It would be me. Yeah. But I would like use it for other purposes. I would like have raves in there. Like a DJ rave, like in the woods, but it's also my bunker. Mm. And you were all invited. All of my listeners, you're invited to my doomsday bunker.
All of them?
Not all.
Okay.
Some.
Yeah.
We'll see. We give you actually a test on Hot Tub Tape's history, and if you pass, then you get at entrance to the bunker. But if you're not a super fan, lux out. Damn. All right. Thank you to my guests for that lovely, lovely PSA. You can really hear the work that went into that. So I really appreciate you. And we got a few more for you. And the first track we're going to play is, I think, if you think of like a modern indie artist that is Halloween, who do you think of? I'll let my guest answer. Indie music like that is like Halloween core. I've gotten shaking heads. All right. Phoebe Bridgers,
okay,
guys.
I was going to guess that, but I was really scared.
She's got the skeleton. She, like, half her songs are like Halloween, whatever. But I was like, actually, no, it's too on the nose to play Phoebe Bridgers, and it's a little too sad for the vibe. Oh. So we're going to do a little left turn. And we're going to play some Boy Genius instead. Really crazy. And this track is Satanist. So very in theme. This is Boy Genius.
Sold by your dream. Self-belief.
Oh, you know what
All right, that was My Boy Builds Coffins by Florence and the Machine, a very spooky track from the White Witch herself. Maybe not the White Witch, because Stevie Nicks is definitely the White Witch, but Florence is for sure the Stevie of the 2000s, and we love her. And I've got one more track for you, but before, a quick update from the chat. We have some theories on who the Eggers were. Someone, I won't say who, thinks that the Egger was... Wait. I'll just read it verbatim. What if I was the Egger and I just had too many eggs prepped in my bunker? What am I even supposed to do? I was just being kind, giving you my extra eggs. However, that theory falls a little flat because the eggs were smashed and they weren't usable. But otherwise, I'm a fan of this theory. So if you're out there in a bunker with extra eggs, maybe hand deliver them next time. Maybe don't smash. Just a thought. And we've got one more track. But before that, I want to say thank you to all my chatters in the chat. It's been super fun today. It's been lively. It's been participatory. And I love that. And also thank you to my very special guests, who I love very much. Would you like to say goodbye? Happy Halloween. Do you have any final words for our listeners tonight?
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Wow. I don't even need to play real music. I'll just have them sing next time. That sounds good. Very impressed with that harmony. Impressed with the PSA. Impressed with the effort. Impressed with it all. You've been listening to Hot Tub Tapes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Julia, and this is Hot Tub Tapes. And I will be back here, not next Monday, but the Monday after. Probably more autumnal, more fall vibes, because we'll be past Halloween at that point. But nevertheless, it will be a super fun show. So I hope you join us. And to close this out, we've got another classic Halloween track. Some might say this is like what I think of when I think of subpar college bands doing covers. And I hope you have that image in your brain when you listen to the song, because you'll be like, yeah, I've heard this a million times in a college basement. And since we're back on my college campus in my college radio station, I think this is a good fit. So I'm going to close this out tonight with Zombie by the Cranberries. Have a happy, happy Halloween. Stay safe out there from all the Eggers and the Pumpkin Smashers and the Doomsday Preppers. And I'll see you back here in 2 weeks. This is Zombie.